ABC Radio Australia.
It's January 20th, which means that it's that time of year when families across the Pacific are getting ready to send their kids back to school. Amid all the excitement, it can also be a stressful time for parents tasked with buying uniforms, textbooks, and stationery for the new year. But did you know that there's another key ingredient for a good education? It's one that dietetics expert Dr. Sarah Burkhart believes can be very easily forgotten, and that is health food. Marion Farr has been speaking to Dr. Burkhart, who says that the school children in the Pacific are exposed to a triple threat of nutrition-related issues.
We have, I guess, what we call the triple burden of malnutrition in the region. So quite often obesity and overweight is talked about a lot, and some of the implications of those on children. But what's also important to recognise is that in the same region, we have people who are undernourished. Rates of stunting and wasting are quite high in some regions, and we have quite high rates in some groups of micronutrient deficiency. So those issues are a real problem, particularly in growing children, because you need nutrients to develop and grow. And if you're not getting those, then that's quite a big problem.
And how can these issues be addressed in the Pacific? What changes do you think need to happen?
That's a really great question. I think we need to be thinking about multi-sectorial approaches. It's not just, for example, people working in education who are responsible for teaching children good, healthy habits. It's not just the responsibility of people working in health. Everyone across that food system, whether it's the farmers, the fishermen, the people who are involved in food processing, the people who are selling food, right down to the consumers, the schools, and the food environments that people choose their food from, that we need to work together to make a more supportive environment for people making their food choice.
And through your research, what have you found out about the availability of food and the types of food that are available in schools across the Pacific?
So that varies depending on the schools, and very much depends on the location, because it really relies on the availability of food in that location. So schools which are based more in urban areas, we know tend to have, but not always, much more accessibility to highly processed foods that are often imported. So those are the foods which we would be saying, you know, we really should be consuming less of them because they don't have a lot of nutrient value. But they can sometimes make up quite a significant proportion of someone's daily intake. So those children who are going to school in urban areas are probably more likely to see and have access to those highly processed foods. What we find in the rural areas is there's often more reliance on locally produced food, which is fantastic. That's great, not just for the children, but also the families and communities who are producing that food and supplying it to schools. But what we have seen recently is that even in some of those rural areas, we're now starting to see some of those ultra-processed and highly processed foods becoming available for children.
Can you give us some examples of ultra-processed and, highly processed foods?
Really, when we look at ultra-processed foods, quite simply, it's as far from the original product as you can go with processing. So a lot of things that if you walk into a store, they'll be the things that can sit on the shelf for a very long time because they've been processed and they've been packaged.
Mm-hmm. Now, some Pacific countries have implemented healthy food programs in school canteens and tuck shops. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about these success stories in the Pacific?
There are some wonderful initiatives going on in the Pacific, and I think that's also one of the aims of the network, is to highlight some of those and help people learn from what other countries are doing. So, for example, in Fiji, the National Food and Nutrition Centre works very closely with the Ministry of Education, and they have policy and standards in place, and that supports children and people who are working within canteens as well, providing food to schools to ensure that that food is actually meeting a particular standard and that the children are getting those more healthy foods. There's also some great examples. For example, in Palau, they have a really wonderful school feeding program there. So They support thousands of children through healthy meals on a daily basis. And where possible, they really focus on the integration of local food within those menus.
And could those programs become a model that might be used in other Pacific countries?
Definitely. So while every country is different in terms of location and sometimes the ability to grow their own food, there's definitely aspects of these things that are working in different countries that can be taken to another one.
Now we know that it's coming up to the start of a new school year in the Pacific. What advice do you have for parents across the region as they prepare to send their children back to school for the new year?
It's a balance, really, because I think there can be a lot of pressure sometimes to feel that you are providing your child with the right food. And I think sometimes we also have to recognise that we just need to do our best with what we can do. But I think if possible, it's talking to your children about healthy eating. If you're not sure how to talk to them about healthy eating, there's wonderful resources available to help you do that and to explain some of the reasons for why it's good to be eating healthy. But it's also around trying to provide them with options that they can choose from that are healthy too, and making that option the easiest option. So if you are, for example, going to put food in the lunchbox, try and think about what are some of the local foods, what are some of the things that are less processed, they're less high, or they've got lower fat, salt and sugar content. They're going to keep the kids fuller for longer. Otherwise, if you're sending them with some money, for example, to buy food, talk to them about what might be a more appropriate food to be purchasing on the way to school or from the school canteen as well. We know that what children eat can have a direct impact on their learning too. So sometimes it helps to explain to them that, you know, you'll find learning a little bit easier. You might be able to concentrate a little bit better through the day, if you are choosing those foods which are a little bit healthier as well.